Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 23rd of April. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we are reminded that with Jesus as our anchor, as a church, as a family, and as individuals, we can weather any storm. Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. Our Bible reading today is found in Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 19 to 22. A temple for the Lord. So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family. Together, we are his house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And the cornerstone is Christ Jesus himself. We are carefully joined together in him, becoming a holy temple for the Lord. Through him, you Gentiles are also being made part of this dwelling, where God lives by his Spirit. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus says that whatever the church forbids on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever the church permits on earth will be permitted in heaven. So does this mean the church can dictate to heaven what takes place both here on earth and in heaven? No, of course not. God is still in control. He is still sovereign. But whatever else Jesus' words might mean, they do mean that the church can prevent God's will from being carried out on earth and in heaven. If the church does not align itself with God's will, then his will can be frustrated. It is therefore imperative that the church aligns its actions with God's will, especially within the context of church life. As believers, we are called to not only avoid hindering God's work, but to actively participate in his divine strategy and purposes. The church is a vehicle for God, for heaven's activity on earth, and every member has a role to play in its mission. When we encounter disagreements or changes within our church communities, which, let's face it, is inevitable, it's vital to approach these challenges with a spirit of discernment, seeking to understand how they align with God's will. We should aim to contribute positively to the church's growth and direction, ensuring we're building up rather than tearing down. Take a moment today to reflect on the role you currently play in your church. Are your actions and attitudes promoting unity and growth? Commit to one practical step this week that will align your contribution with God's will for his church. You may want to go deeper with this study today, in which case, this reflection question should help you. In what ways can you better support your church leaders and fellow members to ensure the church continues to be a vehicle for God's work on earth? I hope to see you tomorrow for the next Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast as we look at the power of expressing love in our families and amongst our friends.
Thank you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.